Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. This is your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about a toy of the week at Entertainment Earth. This week I was waffling over what I wanted to talk about because I had a lot of good items. It's like, do I want to talk about this Star Wars item? Do I want to talk about that Star Wars item? What should I talk about? Well, as it worked out, the mail just came and Entertainment Earth dropped off my Entertainment Earth exclusive Gentle Giant Star Wars animated Princess Leia in the Bush or Bausch Bounty Hunter disguise, maquette. This is one of the things I got to go to General Giant and be like, can we have this as an exclusive? And they're like, okay. They didn't sound like that, and I didn't sound like that, but you get the idea. It's a great figure, about 8.5 inches tall, and here's why you should care. It's the second in our series of animated maquettes. The first one was Boba Fett with Han Solo and Carbonite. When I pitched that to them, I'm like, make it sort of like Boba Fett just caught a fish and is hanging behind him. You know, like those photos where the fisherman got the really big catch behind him. And it turned out really well. And for Princess Leia, I didn't have as much of a thing other than I wanted her staff and thermal detonator, because that's how I think of her in this outfit. And when I was a kid, and I had a book on tape that called her Bush, so to me that's how the name is pronounced, because I don't think I've heard it pronounced any other way. The statue is great. The detail is very good. The staff is a separate piece, so you can have her displayed without it if you want, but I don't think it'd look very good. Her right hand is detachable at the shoulder, because that's how it ships, and she's holding the staff in the hand when you take her out of the box. Thermal detonator is molded to her hand. The helmet is not removable, so you can't see her head underneath, but it stays on, and let's face it, if you're buying this, you want the Bounty Hunter helmet. The base is sandy. The coloring is really good. It looks appropriately cartoony, lots of earth tones, and I'm just now looking at it for the first time, because I just got it out of the box. There's no 1138 on it, for those of you who know what that means. But other than that, it's a pretty clean item. The paint job's very good, lots of detail. Painted belts and bandoliers, there's ribbing on her torso. It's more of a bodice than it is a normal outfit, because when you see it in the movie, Princess Leia's Bounty Hunter costume, she's short, but it's basically gender neutral. You don't know what's in there, and the voice was done for that specific reason. They wanted to make it sound like, well, who's in there? You wouldn't immediately go, oh, it's Carrie Fisher. And in this case, though, it's unquestionably a girl because the legs are a little bit more shapely, and she's got boobs. And let's face it, boobs definitely separate men or gender-neutral bipedal aliens from a woman. So it looks like a chick, and that's the first time we've really seen that for this outfit. The Hasbro figures typically don't look this way. The amount of detail, I would say, is good. It's about 8.5 inches tall, I think I mentioned. She's got some nice detailing on there, and I wish there was more animated maquettes from Return of the Jedi. Maybe there will be. Wink. Anyway, there's no Jabba the Hutt yet. Don't worry, I'm not asking about Jabba the Hutt yet. I'd like to get one, though. And this should go great on your shelf next to Han and Boba Fett, Darth Vader, the Stormtrooper, possibly Luke Stormtrooper, possibly Han Stormtrooper, C-3PO, Yoda, etc. I like it a lot, and it's a limited edition of 1,000 pieces, and we've sold a lot of those pieces already, so if you're in the market for one, now is as good a time as any to order. As far as how much it costs, let me go check, and according to our website, I'm stalling for time, the item is, it's also one of our main banners rotating right now. We want you to buy it before it sells out. That's why we're doing this as a podcast now. It's $79.99. It's relatively hot off the truck. I would recommend getting it if you're like me and you like Return of the Jedi. The two things I like the most in Star Wars, as far as merchandise goes, are Return of the Jedi and the Clone Wars. And this is a Return of the Jedi statue that takes the style of the 2003 Clone Wars animated series. So really, it's hard to do much better. It's clean, it's flowing, it looks good. And I got to figure out where I'm going to display it, because it's always, do I want to put it somewhere where I'm going to see it? Or do I want to put it somewhere where the sunlight can't get it, because sunlight is bad for paint? I don't know, but I like it a lot, and I'm really glad it's here. It's on my desk right now, and because I don't want it to get damaged, I'm probably not going to leave it here, because you know how it is. When you have a lot of action figures around, things get knocked over. You might be clumsy a little bit, maybe. Anyway, I'm going to find a good place for this. I recommend that you get one and find a good place for it, too, and if you do get it, go definitely look for our previous exclusive, the Boba Fett with Han Solo and Carbonite. There's a phone. Goodbye. Follow me on Twitter, EntEarth, ENTEARTH.